1. Mank is a 2020 English movie directed by David Fincher and talks about how writer Herman J. Mankiewicz wrote the 1940s movie, Citizen Kane. 2. Herman/Mank, Gary Oldman, a screenplay writer, is invited to a Hollywood party organized by Hearst, Charles Dance, a business magnate. Here starts the difference in their opinions. Mank and Hearst differ in terms of their political ideology. Mank is impressed with Hearst's lover Marion, Amanda Seyfried, and her ideology. A few years later, Mank opposes Hearst's act of spreading propaganda through MGM against a Democratic candidate. The candidate loses the election, and this angers Mank a lot. He gatecrashes Hearst's dinner gathering and mocks him. Many years later, Mank, while in bed having gone through a fatal accident, is given the task to complete a movie script. The script comes out to be Citizen Kane, a movie that is very much based on Hearst. Hearst and MGM try everything to stop the script from being made into a movie, but the writing comes out to be so good that it is not shelved and the rest is history. 3. Citizen Kane is said to be the greatest movie of all time because of its direction and screenplay. According to critics, it redefined the way stories are told and later on, many movies followed that path. 4. Mank is a movie that does not apply to every audience. The story and the BW effect will only be loved by true movie enthusiasts or the ones who are art movie lovers. Full concentration is needed as the plot keeps on changing. 5. The movie takes us through the starting years of Hollywood when the bigwigs like MGM had the backup of business magnates and also had many stars working for them. MGM was the biggest studio then with big flashy releases but not experimental ones. 6. The business magnates had and have always influenced the politics of the country. Their indirectly or directly owned media houses have always been used to spread propaganda against the ones who raise their voices against malpractices. 7. The acting by the cast was just remarkable, and the direction too. The movie was more about the relationship between Herman and Hearst, which ultimately led to the former writing a script on the latter, all due to political indifference. 8. The movie is not that good and could have been with the story and the characters that it had. We need more people like Herman who dare to speak against the system through their stories. We need artists with a spine. 9. A critically acclaimed movie and a Netflix release. 10. A one-time watch and I just liked it.